Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspen Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspen Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspen.com today.
Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So I'm back in Europe. Yes, and I'm back at the teacher training for Tai Chi, which will take me a couple of years. Happy to be back, but also missing much a tropical island. For all of you, Nenad, Bianca, Bastian, Sebastian, I miss Evolve German quite a lot. It was a good community. And yeah, it's a different way of living here in Europe. So back here in training. And today I'd like to speak to you about self-limiting beliefs. What I have noticed in the past weeks is that you or we need to distinguish and own our trauma and our self-limiting beliefs, knowing that these beliefs are not there to be shared with others as a certainty or assumption that this will happen to another person. Now, I will further elaborate on this. This means what happened to you or what happened to us, it does not mean that it will happen to the other person. I underwent last week with the intense Lion Gates portal energies another clinical hypnotherapy session with my coach. Of course, even though I'm a coach, I have also a mentor and a coach. And in this case, it's Des Bukashiri. And also I have a mentor like Dr. Ganesh Mohan and Mayim Ovisi, my dear friend. I myself continue working on myself. I do not have all the things figured out. Just because I walked away and I exited does not mean that it's always easy for me to go with the flow. Not at all. And I like to just point that out, because I share experiences, it does not mean that I want to put myself on the spotlight. No, it's just a matter of if I share from my heart, it means if I can do it, you can do it. All of you can do it. It doesn't mean that everyone needs to exit society. No, not at all. Because I have not. I'm still going to travel back to Monaco, have my meetings. I'm still in business, but I do this in a conscious and a very, from a place of awareness. So coming back to the clinical hypnotherapy session, most of humanity has to deal with the fear of not being good enough. Self-limiting beliefs that do actually get us stuck in life and create a bottleneck where we cannot create a certain amount of prosperity and abundance. Now, prosperity and abundance is not bad, especially for those of you who work on yacht. The yachting community, you're exposed to quite high-end luxury, whatever you want to define luxury, and abundance, because the people who are able to afford a super yacht, they are in their 100 millions and in their billions. Now, it's not bad. Wealth is not bad. It depends what you do with it, how you earn it, what is the intention behind it. And most of the people I have met, very wealthy people, are very generous. And they have a good heart. But if you believe innately that wealthy people are bad and they are greedy and they are all the same way, how do you expect you're going to create abundance yourself? Honestly, how? If you have this belief that wealthy people are bad, how are you able to create abundance yourself? It's a contradiction in itself. And there's so many. We have 8 billion human beings on this planet. And yet, there are these people who are very greedy, stingy, and exploit. But then there are also the people who come from a good heart, and I know many of them. I have among my friends really good people who give back every single day to people. They don't maybe do the big philanthropic act, kicking the ball, like corporations do it with ESG, or different foundations that go philanthropic funds to just, I'm a good person. No, they don't do it this way. They're genuinely good people and human being on a single day basis. That's what counts. How can you help your community next to you? And then you can maybe go on a wider. I work in business. So if I create my abundance, it is also to be able to do this channel, like being able to volunteer and not have to rely on advertisement. And I can talk about what I really, what I stand for. And I know I'm not the cup of tea of everyone. But I also have self-limiting beliefs that I'm working on. And you know, when you have this friend or loved one who tells you, but this is reality, that is their reality. That is not your reality. And it's not necessarily going to be your reality. So bear this in mind. Abundance and prosperity is not a bad thing. Self-limiting beliefs, they derive from innate ancestral trauma that could have happened many years, lifetimes before you. This means that imprints in your body, in your subconscious mind, where we are acting only 90%, we are acting out of our subconscious mind, only 10% from our conscious mind. So 90%, and these imprints are there because you maybe have also been grown up in a household or in an environment. Germans are very frugal, for instance, and we should not show off. We should not show that we have this or this. Who cares? Who gives a shit? I am sorry. If you want to shine, you don't need to show off. But there's a fine line. Are you showing off or are you just shining at that time and moment? Is it going to be because you want to impress people, or is it just because you feel very comfortable in your skin? And if you keep on checking yourself and also checking your self-limiting beliefs and understanding how do you speak about yourself and about others, do you look down on others who have money and, oh, just look at this person and gossip and gossip? How do you expect you're going to have abundance? How? It's a contradiction. So I hope this makes sense. Because it's key in our lives to be able to survive, but also to strive. And when you have this friend or this loved one who tells you like, yeah, but no. Close your ears at that moment. Listen to this heart. Because most of the dreams, the best startups have happened because you had a vision and you followed it. So follow that vision. Namaha. Namaste.